This is episode 1618. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation technique for self-care. And this is part of our self-care gratitude meditation series this week. And you will also discover an herb that can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. As you settle yourself down to meditate today, keep in mind that the best way to truly meditate is to elevate your meditation ritual with a focus that is more about connecting you to your best qualities rather than as a way to simply give yourself maybe a quick fix for a little more peace and calm. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. But if the goal is this kind of control over your emotions or how you respond to stress triggers, you're not as likely to experience that true beauty and connection of meditation as when you approach your meditation ritual as a way to be your best and to live out your best qualities. So think of the techniques that you do when you meditate, such as repeating an affirmation or focusing on your breath or doing a mudra or focusing on a chakra or doing a visualization or one of the many techniques out there. When you do these techniques, they do calm your mind and body. But what's more, when they calm your mind and your body, it allows you to focus less on fears or worries or stress, the very reason you may want to meditate. And these techniques allow you to express and show up as who you really are, your finest qualities. So the goal of meditating is to be the best person you can possibly be. And I mention this because sometimes when I go to meditation retreats or different conferences involving meditation or even talk to some other meditators, they'll mention their meditation ritual almost as if it's a competition for how long they meditate, or if they're doing yoga, the kinds of postures or poses they do, or how frequently they do it. And what this leads to is, of course, it's very good for them to be meditating and doing yoga and to be advancing and noticing improvements in themselves. But the most important improvement is in who you are, how you're showing up in the world. And so your meditation ritual and your yoga practice can become egocentric. So when you sit down to meditate, don't worry so much about how long you're meditating or what you're experiencing, if you're even experiencing anything at all. Sometimes when you sit down to meditate, things don't flow as easily, but you're still showing up. You're still honoring yourself and in honoring yourself, you're able to be your best self. So focus more on the longer rhythms of your meditation ritual, where you become more intuitive with your heart qualities, rather than as a way to feel as though your meditation or your yoga practice is performance-based. There's a big difference. So when you settle yourself down and focus on a self-care meditation, when you are caring for yourself and expressing gratitude for your life and for all you are, it's because this connects you with the world around you. Instead of setting you apart because you meditate and do yoga and you're doing so many good things for yourself, focus on those heart qualities of love, gratitude, compassion to connect you with the world around you. So this is what I encourage you to take into your meditation ritual today. And for the herbal tea, which will be a beautiful way to honor all you're doing for yourself as you meditate, the herb this week is cinnamon. Not all cinnamon is the same. There are two types of cinnamon. One is cassia cinnamon. It's spelled C-A-S-S-I-A, and it comes from the cassia tree. This is a tree that's very prevalent in Southeast Asia, especially China. And this is a harder type of cinnamon, and it is very nice to bake with and so forth. But there are some studies that reveal that this type of cinnamon, when it's consumed excessively, not that you will consume it excessively, but it can cause liver issues. So maybe just use cassia cinnamon more sparingly. The type of cinnamon that is better for you to sip, especially if you're sipping it in a tea or using it at all, is true cinnamon. That is a cinnamon that comes from the island of Ceylon or Sri Lanka. So Ceylon cinnamon is softer, and it is a beautiful warming cinnamon. So just take note, if you do sip a lot of cinnamon, which I do, make sure that it comes from Ceylon. You can still sip cassia cinnamon, just take care not to do it on a regular basis. With all herbs, check with your physician before you consume an herb, especially if you take medications, are pregnant, or are breastfeeding. You may or may not know that we now offer herbal teas on the Sip and Om website. We have a subscription tea box that includes the herbal teas that I share with you each week. So you can sip the same herbs that I share with you each week. And those come with meditation cards. It's the herb combined with the meditation techniques and a calendar where every single day for the month, there is a meditation